Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Well, as you know, if you clicked on this story going, what's this all about? Fingernails, hair, bodily fluids. Yeah, that's part of it. Only part of the story, unfortunately, as the search of Rex Huerman's South Carolina truck is underway. A warrant issued just the other day for this. It's part of the gruesome saga, as you know, of Rex Huerman. Stacey, I got to ask. I mean, you've been here on the show now for quite a while. Of all the stories that we've heard thus far and the evidence that has come forth thus far in Rex Huerman's case, which is very minimal if you think of it, because we're only like a week into this. How do you think it stacks up to the other cases in terms of extreme behavior?
Well, he is on the far end of the spectrum. I think he surpasses anything that we've followed. I think he surpasses Koberger. Because there's just more of it and time frame. And I think he is an absolute monster. And we've referred to Koberger as a monster as well, if he allegedly did it. Mm-hmm. This guy, he makes Koberger look like a little teddy bear.
It just, this one really encompasses evil. This one doesn't necessarily feel to me like someone who's lashing out because of some sort of bizarre jealousy and they did it once. I mean, oh, that's obviously horrible. But the calculated ongoing nature of this and the depravity of it, and it almost becoming essentially a lifestyle or a hidden double lifestyle going on is what makes it even creepier to me. I mean, it's a monster, but it's like it needs another word. And I maybe evil is the right word for someone like this.
And did you see that Dennis Rader's? I'm feeling a little jealousy from him. Like, bitch, that's my gig.
Even Dennis Rader said he seems like a clone of him. Yes.
So he's infringing on Dennis's territory is the feeling I got, you know, like step off, dude.
You know, I have mixed feelings on this because Dennis Rader seems to have found a new way to have his voice heard. By speaking out on virtually all of the cases that we've been covering at some point in time, it seems, what's Dennis Rader's opinion?
Right.
I don't like that. Dennis Rader is a horrible human being who feeds off of the attention like this. And
it's weird that they're still giving him a platform of any sort. Why is he able to speak about anything?
Because it generates clicks. It generates feedback. It generates things. And he, in his cell, I'm sure, gets off seeing his comments being published. That's how he got off the first time when people were searching for all those years through Wichita for the BTK killer. He thoroughly enjoys that sort of attention. And I just think it's really kind of shitty that media agencies are going to Dennis Rader and asking for his opinion. His daughter, Carrie, does speak out, and she has every right to. She, I think, is a good ambassador for families of horrible people like this as an example of, look, this does happen. You're not alone. And there is life after this. But as far as Dennis Rader's opinion, I mean, he can just fucking hang himself in his cell for all I care. I mean, he's he's just a despicable blob of a human. I think it's interesting. In the gruesome saga of New York's accused serial killer Rex Huerman, new light is being shed on potential evidence and forensic leads. The recent execution of a search warrant related to property in Chester County, South Carolina, very far from Long Island, by the way, tied to Huerman, has been brought forth with critical information about what authorities are hunting for as they piece together the puzzle in this chilling case. Registered to Huerman's brother, Craig, a dark green 2002 Chevrolet Avalanche was marked for search, believed to contain contraband evidence or instrumental. What is this? I've never seen this one before. Instrumentalies?
That's a new word. I'm not sure what that's about.
Lights, instrumentalites linked to multiple charges. I think it's meaning stuff, including first and second degree murder, patronizing a person for prostitution, and conspiracy to commit said offenses. The vehicle was a focal point of the search. The truck, once secured, was scheduled to be transported to Suffolk County, New York, for a thorough forensic examination. The expansive list of property sought on the warrant provides a revealing glimpse into what authorities are specifically looking for as they unravel Huerman's chilling narrative. Many listed items dubbed as trophies are personal belongings of murder victims, encompassing phones, articles of clothing, jewelry, identification, even personal Bibles. Such trophies could possibly serve as haunting souvenirs of Huerman's alleged heinous deeds, paving a vivid portrait of the criminal's deranged mindset. Moreover, forensic and trace evidence was sought out, including DNA from fingernails, toenails, animal hair or fur, human hair, and skin fibers. Authorities are hunting for any latent fingerprints and palm prints that could be critical to tying Huerman to his victims. Such evidence could be found in everyday items like furniture, mattresses, carpets, rugs, clothing, and even animal cages. I think the question is maybe coming up in people's minds of, what's the deal with the animals? Have you connected the dots on that?
No.
It's just, you have a pet. I can guarantee that if I were to run into you at Walmart and I were to say, Stacy, freeze! And I point, a can of, sunscreen at you. I'm going to sunscreen you.
Okay.
Thanks
for caring about my skin.
Exactly. And you look around and like, we need hair DNA from your pets. I can guarantee you can look at an item of your clothing and find a piece of hair.
Oh, I'm looking at myself right now. It's not even funny. I'm guarantee that every time I leave the house, I've got my animal's DNA all over me.
The thought process on that is, if there's hair from an animal or a pet that they can then trace back to maybe a pet of one of his victims, there you go. That's how you can tie that sort of thing together. Authorities also sought access to electronic devices or computers in all forms, along with any records, physical or electronic. This likely hints towards a potential digital footprint that could provide insights into Huerman's modus operandi or provide connections to his victims. His digital footprint, his trail, his GPS, that is all going to be extremely telling. We've already seen some of his search engine history, which was blatant. So he clearly is not very good at hiding digital evidence. I can only imagine what that treasure trove is going to be when we find out.
By the way, instrumentality is the property used in an illegal act. So that would be his vehicle. All of that. I looked it up because I thought, this is weird. I've never seen that word before. So,
I've never heard instrumentality. I'm going to start using that because I don't think anyone uses that word.
Exactly. It's pretty obscure.
We're going to play a game. We'll start using it a lot. Then we'll wait and we'll watch TV. And every time we see it being used, you take a drink. It's like, I started instrumentality. Da, da, da. It was funny. I was having dinner last night with my family at a restaurant, and they had News Nation on every single channel or every single TV, which I was like kind of impressed by because it's a newer channel, but they're really making some good ground there. I'm proud of those folks over there. I think it was Cuomo and then Dan Abrams. And it was funny, like, that person's been on my show. Just talked to that person this morning.
Yeah. Isn't that bizarre? It's kind of like the whole, Kevin Bacon thing.
Yeah. It's like, while I'm eating my bowl of shrimp, hey, Jennifer Coffendapper's over there. Intriguingly, Warren also mentioned any of the known instrumentalities involved in the commission of the designated offenses, including the material burlap in which at least one of Huerman's alleged victims was discovered wrapped. Other specific items listed separately as trophies include condoms.
What?
If you're someone who's doing this sort of shit, I would imagine maybe anything is up for using as a trophy. Cut distal ends of black leather belts, knives, scissors, and Bounty paper towels, specifically from the Bounty Modern Print Collection.
He's got discerning taste.
I wonder if they're the smelly ones that make everything fresh and bright.
Ugh.
The warrant points towards authorities' interest in locked rooms, storage areas, vaults, cabinets, safes, closets, containers. These locations could potentially serve as hidden repositories of crucial evidence and the final pieces to this gruesome jigsaw puzzle. They're going to be finding a lot. I can only imagine what's on that property. And the brother, as of right now, whose property is a part owner, is, as of this moment of our recording, has not been charged with anything. I would wonder if that's going to happen, if he was aware or knew. I mean, he had a wife and kid and seemed to be hiding this under their noses to a certain extent as well.
Well, and it sounds like they left town frequently and left him back behind, which mm-hmm. seems to be when he was doing most of the strange activity. So, you know, it just might be that they were a family that did things apart.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that anybody is, you know, an accomplice to any of this. Maybe they didn't even know. Maybe they just thought, you know, dad's weird, you know?
What strikes me as odd, and I mean, everyone in their own bubble, in their own world, you don't know something's abnormal or weird until you're sometimes out of that bubble. And, and weirdness sometimes presents itself as, you know, that's if it's normalized slowly but surely. It seems Rex had kind of his own little spot in their house where he would store his stuff. You know, I'm sure he wasn't like, these are trophies from the murders. Oh, is that why you have that bronzed condom over there? But it seems he kind of had part of his own little space. And that is always weird to me when people, and we've heard it before in cases like this, where, that was my husband's room. I was not allowed to go in there. No one was allowed to go in there except for, if anyone in your home has a room that you are not allowed to go into, there's something very wrong going on in that room. There's a reason. It's not just like, it's, you know, my mom's crafting room or something. And, you know, you don't really go in there. You have no reason to go in there. But if you needed to, you could.
Right.
That's one thing where it's like, you know, stay at a mom's crafting room or whatever it may be. Or dad's man cave. That's kind of his spot. But you can still go in there. Well, you have the spots where they're going to be visibly upset or violent or angry. Or you may find something that shows that the person in your life is Long Island serial killer. That's very alarming. And I think anyone listening to this that's going, oh my God, yeah, my dad has that, or my brother has that, or my spouse has that, be very careful, because there is probably a fairly nefarious reason for it if they are very protective and like, it's padlocked, you can't get in there, period. That's bizarre. I mean, unless you're storing weaponry and you don't want other people getting their hands, that's different. But a trophy room of some sort in places only they can go, that's scary to me. Have you ever?
Well, especially if you're not allowed into it. If it's like, you know, I'll bring you in here escorted because I've got collectibles that are worth millions and I don't want you effing with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Yeah. But it's another, if it's locked and you've never seen it mm-hmm. and you can't go there, you've got a problem on your hands.
That's not a healthy person that's doing mm-hmm. that sort of behavior. In the next segment here this morning, they'll be dropping in just a little bit. We're going to be talking about the family of Rex Heuermann. We're also going to be hearing some accounts from a neighbor and the observations on Rex's actions in and around his property. Press subscribe so you don't miss that. That's coming to you in just a bit.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.